The University of West Florida football program held its first spring practice on Wednesday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Hey, go Argos on three. 1, 2, 3.
Go Argos!
Lots of sunshine and 80-degree temperatures greeted the first Argos at the UWF intramural fields. They're 9 student-athletes who have either transferred from other schools or were selected from 2 previous tryout camps.
Listen, like we've talked about, how we're doing things, what's taking place, what your role is. We're going to teach, we're going to learn, we're going to teach, we're going to learn. Okay? Some of you, there's only one at one position. We get that, but we're going to coach you like there's 5 at each position.
Head coach Pete Chinnick.
You with me on that?
Yes, sir.
So stay focused, stay hydrated during this process, have a lot of fun, enjoy this process. There'll be breaks. There'll be opportunity. That's when you ask questions. Okay? Like, I know you're worried. You're sweating already and we haven't even started.
Chinnick says hitting the field is the fun part after 14 months organizing the brand new program.
All the other stuff we do, that's part of the job. This is the part that you enjoy and the part that you want to be a part of. This practice was part of that process leading up to, obviously, fall of 16, but getting ready to go into fall of 15 with a group.
Before the workout, Chinnick, who also began the football program at North Carolina Pembroke from scratch, says at this point they're further ahead at UWF compared to the same time at Pembroke.
Oh, not even close. At Pembroke, I would have been hired in January, so I would have only been on the job 3 months. Here, I've been on the job close to 14 months. That timeline has put us light years ahead as far as the caliber of student athlete that we've been able to attract to this university.
Everybody ready?
Ready!
Go!
A-R-G-O!
After warming up, the players broke up into their position groups, as well as 9 can break up. Assistant coach O.C. Williams put the defensive backs for them through some basic technique drills.
Let me see your stance, all right? Square, square, square. I want toes, bring your heels in, son, okay? I want to be under my armpits. That makes sense. Under my armpits with my feet. I don't want feet way out here, Mac, and then the ball snap. What I'm going to do, first thing I'm going to do, bring them together and then move. Okay, I want to be already in position.
The players will go through 5 practices during the spring semester. The other 4 are set for next Wednesday, the 25th, March 31st, and April 2nd and 8th, all at the intramural fields. After the sessions, Coach Pete Chinnick expects to have a better idea of what they can do.
We want to find out exactly where these guys are, where they're going to fit into our plans, how they compare with the young men that we've already recruited, and then also know that, hey, this guy can do this, and this guy can help us here, and this guy can be a leader here. We're going to coach each guy just like we had a group of 10 at each position. We're trying to get them prepared for a leadership opportunity in the fall.
This fall, the 9 players going through spring drills will be joined by around 30 signees announced last month and likely some walk-ons from a tryout this summer. In all, UWF football could be around 110 players strong for the 2015 redshirt season. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.